You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's enter into this hour with Christ Jesus. You are entering into an hour with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us have that narrative. Let us have that mindset. Let us have that heart posture that although it's so easy to be aware of our natural setting and the natural situation and the natural feelings and all of the natural life that is ever so real, but there is something that is even more real. Hallelujah. And that is God Almighty. He is more real. I heard once a pastor say that he is more real than our right hand. He is more real than what we see. He is more real than what we feel. He is more real than what we know. He is more real. His love is more real than what we can grasp and comprehend. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us enter into this hour, this moment, this now. This now, we have now faith. We don't have yester faith and tomorrow faith, but this now faith. Let us enter into with sensitivity that I'm entering into his presence, that I'm in his presence. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I'm entering his gates. My natural body may very much be in a car, in this room, in this house, sitting on this chair, on this bed, wherever. But I'm entering his gates with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord God. Our thank you is our access. I'm entering his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Our praise is the access code. It is our VIP status. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a decal that says, "Oh, you can go." So I want us to, and I believe the Holy Spirit is leading us, that as our souls are thirsty, as we are thirsty for God, and some of us don't even realize that that thirst is only God can quench. I don't even realize I have a thirst. We are dehydrated even before we know that we are dehydrated. By the time that it comes to our knowing, it's a dire situation. Our moans and groans, our oohs and our ahs, the crooks in amen in our spiritual neck. Come on, somebody. The areas where we need massage, that is a place that spiritually reaching out to God. Amen. We don't always know how much we need God or how thirsty we are for God. And we can turn to other things and turn to other sources and turn to other devices and turn to people and then get disappointed because they're not satisfying that place that only God is able to satisfy, and that we are not even realizing that, oh no, this is a place to meet God. This, you ever like leave out of somewhere, leave out of therapy, leave out of a doctor's appointment, a dentist appointment, a date, a meeting, a business meeting, whatever it is, and you just feel like, oh, it didn't quite give me. You still are dissatisfied. I believe that we are in a time that God wants us to run to him first. Run to him first. Run to him first instead of the expert. And run into him first instead of the friend. Run into him first instead of the parent. Run to him first instead of the child. Run to him first. Amen. Instead of the substance, God wants us to run to him first. Hallelujah. Instead of the habit. Amen. We have some habits that satisfy or try medicate. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, it's really only God. That's a God place and a God hunger and a God desire and a God thirst. And we must run to God in order to satisfy, in order to nourish, in order to supplement, in order to receive, in order to hear, in order to know. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, thank you. Lord God, thank you. We thank you today. We're choosing you. Hallelujah. You are our number one. And it's not just lip service, but it's hand service. And it's more than hand service, but it's a feet service. Amen. And it's more than a feet service. It is a heart service. Come on, somebody. That I'm not just saying that God is number one, but it is evident by the way I talk, and it's evident by the way I think, and it's evident by the way I move, and it's evident by the way I decide, and it's evident by the way I respond, and it's evident that by the way I react, and it's evident by the way I act, and it's evident, hallelujah, by the way I love, and it's evident, by the way I forgive, and it's evident, by the way I trust, and it's evident, hallelujah, by the way I see, and it's evident, hallelujah, by what I believe, and it's evident. Come on, somebody say, it's evident. Hallelujah. Karabashaya. By the way, hallelujah. Alebasatoroboshia. I pray, and it's evident. Somebody say, it's evident. Oh, Lord God, we say thank you. We say thank you today that as we are coming to this time with you, this spirit time, amen. Holy Spirit, we thank you for how you are ministering unto us and speaking to us, that instead of that you're revealing the things and exposing the things that we are dependent on and leaning on, and those places, hallelujah, where we are leaning and dependent on other instead of you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Reba Shatabasaya. What is the Bible? What does the Bible say? Let's turn. Amen. I'm going to turn to Proverbs. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Proverbs. Hallelujah. I hope you have your Bible. Hallelujah. I hope you have your Bible. Hallelujah. We need to carry our Bibles. Come on. We need to, it's evident by the way I carry my Bible. I have my Bible with me everywhere I go. Come on, somebody. That's the posture that we need to be in this day, in this hour. You know the way we carry our phones? And I'm not talking about the Bible on the phone. I'm talking about the actual Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about our sword. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible reveals to us that the word is that the when I'm sorry, I'm trying to get it right as the Holy Spirit gives it to me. But when we are told that we are to put on our armor, and one of the pieces of our armor, amen, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, amen, hallelujah. And in our armor, we have the helmet of salvation, and we have a breastplate of righteousness, and we have the shield of faith, and we have the sword, which is the word of God. The word of God is our Bible. And when is the last time you showed up, amen, or you heard of someone showing up to battle with a picture of a sword? Hello? Come on. Okay. Let's go back with our ancient of days. Let's go back old school with our Bible. Tangible, touching, being able to feel. All right. That was a sidebar. Let's go back. Of Proverbs chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. Verse 5. And it reads, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Somebody say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. And even as I'm reading that, the Holy Spirit is also expanding on that. And lean not unto what someone has said, and lean not unto the report, and lean not unto what it looks like, and lean not unto man, and lean not unto the experts. Come on, we got to go to the expert of experts. Hallelujah. Why are we stopping at the expert when we can get the expert of experts? When we can have the King of Kings? Why are we stopping at the physician when we can have what the physician of physicians say? Why are we stopping at the accountant? So come on, somebody, when we can go to the accountant of accountants. Hallelujah. Are we stopping at the agent when we can have with the agent of agents, with the manager of managers? Come on, somebody, with the advocate of advocates, with the judge of judges. Why are we stopping at the president when we can have the president of presidents? Come on, hallelujah. The Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Who are we believing on this day? What words, what narratives are we believing? Why are we stopping at the broken justice system when we can go, hallelujah, to the justice of justice? That is where, hallelujah, we must abide. Thank you, oh God, as we abide in you in this secret place on this day. Hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father. We exalt you, Heavenly Father. We trust in you, oh God, with all of our heart. Hallelujah. Not with some of our heart. Hallelujah. Not with a part of our heart. Hallelujah. We need to give our hearts to you. Hallelujah. Some of us have a broken heart. Why are we choosing to keep in hold on to the broken heart? Give our broken heart to you. Some of us are walking with a callous heart and cleaving to the callous heart and allowing the callous heart to dictate and shape the way we think, speak, and
a move. Let us turn over the callous heart to you, oh God, hallelujah. The stony heart we turn over to you, oh God, that you are our heart surgeon, hallelujah. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you do not want us to walk around broken anymore. You do not want us, hallelujah, to walk around sick anymore, heart sick. A physical heart sick, a spiritual heart sick, a emotional heart sick. A financial heart sick. Oh, God does not want us to walk around sick and broken. God does not even want us to choose to remain and be and accept that place. But he is the one. He is the only one. Hello. He is the only one. And when we, adopt and assimilate and accept acknowledge, hallelujah, that he is the only one. You, oh God, are the first. Hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, on this day. Hallelujah. That you receive our prayers. Hallelujah. That you receive our worship. Hallelujah. That you receive our praise. Hallelujah. That you receive our thanksgiving. Hallelujah. That you receive our forgiveness. Hallelujah. We repent of our sins right now, oh God. Those known and unknown, oh God. Wash us clean, oh God. Purify us, O God, of the lust. Purify us, O God, of the perversion. Purify us, O God, of the backsliding. Purify us, O God, of the waywardness. Purify us, O God, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, Karebayam, no Rabbi Saya, of that which create brokenness in our relationship with you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for loving us into a better place and loving us into an abundant place and loving us into a prosperous place and loving us into a healthy place and loving us into a loving place and loving us into a forgiving place and loving us into a helping place. God is our help, hallelujah, in a time of trouble. God is our help in Robashaya, in darkness. God is our help, hallelujah. God is our help. God is able to help. God desires to help. We thank you, O God, for helping. We thank you, O God. Send your help, O God, to those under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Send your help, O God, to those who are crying out. Send your help. I'm reminded in the Bible, hallelujah, when the children of Israel were crying out, he sent help. Hallelujah. In the form of Moses. Send your help, O God, in the form of people. Send your help, O God, in the form of finances. Send your help, O God, in the form of favor. Send your help, O God, in the form of promotion. Send your help, O God, in the form of open doors. Send your help, O God, in the form of strength. Send your help, O God, in the form of peace. Send your help, O God, in the form of miracles, your signs and your wonders. Send your help, O God, in the form, hallelujah, of nannies. Send your help, O God, in the form of good, sound daycare. Send your help, O God, in the form of healing. Send your help, O God, in the form of divine protection. Send your help, oh God, hallelujah, in the form of raising up the righteous. Send your help, oh God, in the form, hallelujah, of transferring the wealth of the wicked to the righteous. Send your help, oh God, in the form of a word. Send your help, oh God, in the form of obedience. Some of us, our help comes when we are obedient. Our help comes when we obey. Our help comes when we humble ourselves. Our help comes, come on, somebody. Oh, yes, Haroshaya. When we humble ourselves, I just heard that you gain perspective. When you humble ourselves, when we humble ourselves, we gain vision. Send your help, oh God. See, I'm reminded of how the Bible says, and the Lord says, that he will lower those, the prideful, and he will exalt the humble. Hello, we get perspective. Amen. Because it's not that we're looking from a low place, but we're looking from a high place. Send your help, oh God, in the form of speaking on our behalf. Send your help, oh God, hallelujah, in the form of revealing. Send your help, oh God, in the form of answered prayer. Yes, Lord. Woo! Send your help, oh God, in the form of selflessness. There's a cure, amen, in selflessness. There's a medicine in selflessness. There's a blessing in selflessness. And we on this earth too much, too often function in selfishness. And it gets us in a stuck place, in a stagnant place, amen, in a hard place, in a bumpy place, in a rigid place. Come on, selflessness. We want to be like, we want to conform to the world, that's selfish. We want to conform to Christ, selfless. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Selflessness in relationships. Selflessness as we move. Selfless. Less self. Less self. Less self. This is scripture. Mark, this is scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn to it. Mark 8. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Listen, verse 34. And when he, who is he, Jesus, had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me. Come after who? Come after Jesus. Who are you following? We so worried about people following us. We should be more concerned about who we are following, who we are listening to, who we are influenced by. Oh, if we are comparing and competing, if we are comparing and competing, then you know what we're not doing? We're not doing Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. Somebody say selfless. Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. We got a job to do, and it requires us to deny ourselves.
Take up our cross and follow Christ. We got Rabashia Rabasaya blessings that are overtaking us when we deny ourselves. As we deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Christ. Hallelujah Rabashia Rabasaya. As we deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Christ. We will not see the righteous begging for bread. Hallelujah. Rabba shakur rabba sata rabba sayyab. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Rabba shakur rabba siya. Come on, I say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Rabba shoya. I say thank you, oh God. Say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 That we will not see, hallelujah, the righteous forsaken, hallelujah. We will not see, hallelujah, his seed begging for bread, hallelujah. God, I thank you, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you. Lord God, we thank you. I thank you, oh God. I thank you. I believe that in our thank you, God is meeting us in our thank you, hydrating us in our thank you, reviving us in our thank you, renewing us in our thank you, Reba Shaya, restructuring us in our thank you, repositioning us in our thank you, Leba Saya Rebo Kotoroya, Rokotia, refueling us in our thank you. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for moving on this day in our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for your word, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for the Bible, hallelujah, in scripture, hallelujah. God, we thank you for speaking. Holy Spirit, we thank you. I believe that the Lord is doing. I believe that the Lord is doing his miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe that God is desiring and is doing a new thing by his miracles, signs, and wonders. I believe that God is doing some things that all will say, no matter if you believe or you don't, that that is the hand of God, that there is no human fingerprint, no human touch on that, no human influence. Man cannot do. I believe that God is meeting us, you know where? At the end of man and at the beginning of God. I believe, hallelujah, there's a meeting place, Rebashaya, that God, and an invitation place, that God is calling us into the end of us, in the beginning of God. We thank you, oh God. I'm reminded that the fear of God is the beginning. Come on, somebody. The fear, somebody say, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. That's what Proverbs says. Amen. That the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. We want understanding. We must get knowledge of the Holy One. We want wisdom. It starts at the fear of God. If it starts at the fear of God, and that's just the beginning, then what kind of wisdom? And what wisdom are we functioning in? Am I operating in godly wisdom or worldly wisdom? Because if God is saying that wisdom is the beginning of it, is the fear of the Lord, and I'm functioning from another place that's outside of the fear of the Lord, that's outside of the Lord, is this wisdom? See, I'm also encouraged, and let us also be encouraged, because in the book of James, James says that we are able to ask for wisdom from God, and he will give to us generously. Hello? Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you. Thank you. So there is no wisdom, as I even just bounce back between these two scriptures in Proverbs 9 and James 1 and 5. Wisdom has to do with the Lord. I'm fearing him and I'm at the beginning of wisdom. I'm lacking wisdom. I have to ask him. And so when I get this wisdom and I function in his wisdom, it's going to cause me to move and do some things that won't match up with the world. And in fact, I'm also reminded how God will use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Let's look up that scripture so y'all know. I'm not making this up, but we need the Lord's wisdom in this hour, in this time. We need his discernment. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 27. Thank you, Lord. It simply says, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. So then he's distinguishing. There's a difference between wise in the world and wise in the kingdom. And what wise are we? Come on, somebody. Because God, he's chosen the foolish things. He'll choose some foolish things. And he is choosing some foolish things. He may have... I'll speak for me, okay? But he may have me and us standing in some foolish positions to the wise, be like, that's foolish. That's a foolish thing to do. That's a foolish place to go. They look foolish. But that's the place, amen, where God can be seen. And we live in a world where man wants to be seen too much, and man wants to receive the glory. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put the shame to put to shame things which are mighty. So as I receive, and as we receive wisdom, God, we're asking for wisdom right now. Wisdom. Wisdom in our finances, and wisdom in our relationships, and wisdom in our business endeavors, and wisdom in our projects, and wisdom in our ministries, and wisdom, and wisdom, and wisdom on in the workplace, in the marketplace, and wisdom, Lord God, and wisdom, wisdom regarding even things concerning us and our bodies, and wisdom, Father God. We ask for wisdom, and we thank you, knowing that as we ask all things, you're giving it to us generously, your wisdom, and you're giving it to us according to your will. And so as we ask this wisdom, may we recognize this godly wisdom, because it's, some of it is not going to look like what we thought it was going to look like. And that the instructions may not sound like what we thought it was going to sound like. Amen. Hallelujah. Shaya, and it may cause us to have to make some decisions that we were not expecting. Thank you, God. I hear the Holy Spirit. Are you ready to look foolish and weak so that God can get the glory? I'll ask myself, are you ready to look foolish and weak to man so that God in his wisdom and strength will be exalted and glorified? Hallelujah. Kareba Shando. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. God is moving on your behalf. If you are still under the sound of my voice, it is faith, and God is moving on your behalf, and God is blessing you, and God is helping you, and God is healing you, and God is providing for you, and God is making a way out of no way. You see no way, and we see no way. God sees the way, and he's using the no way so that he gets the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. It is time, children of God, that we trust in the Lord. It is time that we trust. No, despite what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're feeling, we must trust. What we're seeing, what we're hearing, what we're feeling should not change and turn our trust away from God. We started with Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. Sometimes our feelings are our feelings because we're leaning on our own understanding. Sometimes our decisions are our decisions because we are leaning on our own understanding. Sometimes we feel like giving up or give up because we are leaning on our own understanding. Sometimes we say no, amen, because we are leaning on our own understanding. Sometimes we are blocked from seeing and being sensitive to how the Spirit is moving and recognizing that this is God and this is what he desires, no matter what we feel and whether we want it or not, because we are leaning on our own understanding. Leaning on our own understanding also can come when we are operating from a selfish place rather than a selfless place. God, we thank you. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the hard. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the dark. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the brokenness. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the fear. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the storm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the chaos. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst, hallelujah, of the trouble. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the turbulence. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the lack. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the pain. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the ailment. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the strife. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the affliction. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the empty. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the lonely. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst, hallelujah, of the lost. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the grief. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of being overwhelmed. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the debt. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the waiting. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst, hallelujah, of the progress. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the process. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the praying. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of what people are saying. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the rejection. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the mistrust, in the distrust, amen, between man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the disappointment. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the sadness. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the depression. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the anxiety. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the bad report. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the good news. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst, hallelujah, of the poverty. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the hurt. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the job search. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in the midst of the little. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, hallelujah, in the midst, hallelujah, of the injustices. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In the midst of inflation, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In the midst of, hallelujah, the dry season, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Hallelujah. Can we say it together? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Let's personalize it. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Amen. Listen, tell a friend. Come back, join me in this place. Next Sunday, same time, same place with Christ Jesus, as we trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. It's something that we practice. And the more we practice it, the more we perfect it, the stronger we get at it, the easier it becomes. Let it be our mindset. Let it be our posture. Let it be our obedience, for it is the Holy Spirit that is saying, trust in me, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. God bless you. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. We are trusting in the Lord with all of our heart, in leaning not on our own understanding. In Jesus' name, shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.